Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. WVQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio. Welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man here on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, the voice of the Queen City on WVQC.org and coming soon to 95.7 FM.
I'm looking at myself, reflection of my mind. It's just the kind of day to leave myself behind. So gently swaying through the fairyland of love. If you would just come with me, I'd see the
find us online at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP. Here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WVQC Cincinnati.
Then one day, my mama bought got me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him goal. And not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out.
We might want to test that. See if you hear me in your headphones. We're having some technical difficulties with our board, folks. Okay, then I've got some bad headphones on. We'll trade these out here in just a minute. Anyway, this is Hemp Rock Radio. We're having some technical difficulties today, but we are getting going. And if you just tuned in, I am the Happy Hemptress again, and this is Hemp Rock Radio. He is the burn man over there rolling the pot. At least he's trying. I'll tell you what, folks, we may be getting a new board. Yesterday we had Channel 1 go out for CD1, and we had to work out a one deck. And boy, that had Chuck all misconglobulated and almost like a stoner. I don't know what it was, but we got it fixed as best we could, and it is edited. Yesterday's show is up on the WEEDRadioNetwork.com if you missed yesterday's and you want to check out some really cool stuff from yesterday's show. Now, today we are playing a couple of cuts that we didn't get in yesterday, and that was, of course, Cheech and Chong's Basketball Jones. As we said yesterday, we got to see Cheech and Chong in Indianapolis last Friday, and it's a really cool show, and we're just playing some clips off of some of the stuff that they did live, and it's a lot of fun to see them do that. So that was something that they played. And we got one more coming up later in the show. Anyway, I do want to get to some quick news. The time is right now here at WVQC.org here in Cincinnati, 1:17 Eastern. Let's see. Get the right paper in front of me. By the way, I have to plug in the next half hour, or the last half hour of the show, Got to get my brain straight here on which hour we're in. We're still in the first half hour. We will have some guests here in the studio. I have one of the players from the local band Eclipse. The keyboard player Brian's going to be, we're going to be playing some keyboards through the CD player. That's right. And their promoter, Jeff, and we'll let him tell everything that he's got going on when we get him on the mic as well. And anyway, don't forget, there is an event tomorrow, and that is in the Montmorency County Industrial Hemp Resolution at the Montmorency County Courthouse tomorrow. This is an initiative they're trying to get passed, and they want this to first go through whatever their meeting is tomorrow, and they want as much support as you can give them if you are in the Michigan area. That is tomorrow. It is Eastern Time. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and goes till 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Again, that is in the Montmorency County Courthouse in Montmorency County in Michigan for the Industrial Hemp Resolution. I wanted to make sure that we got that out for you. Now, I'll tell you, there is some really cool things going on that I think you probably need to know about. Let's see. For people, and I get a lot of people asking me if we can give them jobs, and I'm like, folks, this is a volunteer organization. But, you know, that's down on this end of the country. But things are different at the other end of the country, on the west end. That's of the country, not Cincinnati. And I have a friend. His name is Legalize It. That's his nickname. And he's part of a group of people that are out in Oregon that are putting out the word through the movement that they want people for jobs. Jobs in the hemp industry. Imagine that, folks. Jobs. Would you ever have thunk that legalizing hemp would bring jobs? Imagine that. Imagine that. It is the gold rush. That's right, as Brian said. Now, what's going on is, I got an email from Legalize It. He says, help U.S. grow hemp in Oregon. Help our economy, create jobs, save the environment. We need hemp experts, farmers, and laborers today. First seeds will be in the soil this spring. So if you're interested in moving to Oregon and maybe even becoming a medical marijuana patient while you're there and helping grow hemp so we can get the seed to put in the cars and in the milk the Kroger sells and things like that and hemp lotion that I like to buy at Walmart. Not to plug these guys because it's not about corporate plugging. It's about plugging hemp. Go buy the hemp. I don't care where it's at. But if you're interested in helping grow it legally in Oregon, you can email your info and your resume to JT Wilcox at legalizeit@yahoo.com. Now, I'm going to spell that out because it's not the regular spelling. It is LGLIZEIT. Legal, LGL, IZ, with an E. It. This guy is a trip, so we're going to do that again. LGLIZEIT@yahoo.com. And you can also call JT at Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Work hours, folks. 503-356-6198. Again, 503-356-6198. If you want to be a hemp farmer legally and help us change not only our country, but the world. Now, Chuck, I know you just turned in some videos here at the Access here in Cincinnati. So for the folks listening that are in Cincinnati, I did get a schedule today for Cannabis Warriors I want to tell you about. So on Channel 4, it's starting February 1st, runs the 1st, the 5th, the 6th, the 10th, and the 12th. You can go to MediaBridges.org for those times. And on Channel 24, it's February 17th. Those are different times. Now, I'm not going to give you the times because once in a while they have to move the times. And a couple of times this week due to the snow a couple of weeks ago, live shows didn't get aired because we were closed, so they had to preempt. So I'm just not going to give the times just in case. So just go to MediaBridges.org, see the page for yourself, see the schedule. That's for Cannabis Warriors from Hemp Rock TV, and Chuck the Burn Man got that on. I'm going to move to another song real quick. It is track number 3, Chuck, and it is Don't Step on the Grass, Sam. But it's Kevin McNeil, not stepping. They are here Friday. I want to make sure everybody knows the really cool band that supports us will be at the Staff Theater here in Cincinnati and elsewhere in the coming weeks. But that's this Friday here in Cincinnati, Government Yule. You can turn that up, Chuck,
And I'm trying to find that. Life and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Finally find a program, gonna deal with Mary Jane. Ready for a trip into the headland. Obnoxious Joe comes on the screen. Long as this gets them righteous sin. One more guy who doesn't count. His hair and his clothes are much too out. We're pushing back his glasses. Sam says he was elected by the masses. That in mind, he starts to unwind. A vicious attack upon the grasses.
Such a Hi, I'm Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
Hi, I'm Cheech Marin, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org.
Coming soon to Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.
That really wasn't Chong.
All right. You missed the very end of that, Chuck. Cheech says, that's not Chong. I say it is. Anyway, I am so proud of that. I have to just play that. I'm going to play those things for a long time to come. Now, if you just tuned in, it is Hemp Rock Radio, as Cheech and Chong said. I am the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man rolling the pot over there. And we do have a studio line, so if you want to call, it's 513-564-9600. 513-564-9600 to give us a call. We don't take requests, though, because we don't have a library here. So just call us up and tell us what you think of the show. Or if you are interested in talking to Brian from Eclipse, he's standing by and getting ready to talk here in just a little bit. But we have some important things to get to here. So we're going to get to some news real quick. Now, yesterday I did promote to boycott Starbucks on behalf of Safer, Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation. They were doing a boycott of the Starbucks national chain because in Colorado they were supporting a NARC organization, a police organization. And a matter of fact, it was the Colorado Drug Investigators Association. And here's what they say today. Safer and supporters of marijuana policy reform have won round one in the fight against the arrest and prosecution industry and the companies that sponsor their efforts to keep marijuana illegal. After being subjected to an action that resulted in thousands of email messages and several unflattering news accounts, the Colorado Drug Investigators Association, CDIA, shut down its website entirely and many of its sponsors distanced themselves from the extremist anti-marijuana organization. Apparently, this law enforcement group has far less support in the community than it had led people to believe on its website. Needless to say, we're not surprised. We are, however, shocked that this group would list any company as a sponsor without receiving permission. Starbucks, the largest sponsor listed and a primary target of Safer's call to action, released a public statement to ensure everyone knows it does not support the anti-marijuana group at the national level. Rather, the company said, it is up to the discretion of our local teams to support those groups that are relevant in their neighborhoods. Although we feel Starbucks should develop a policy prohibiting its stores from lending support to these types of groups, and that it should be looking into groups like the CDIA, who have used their logo without permission, Safer is no longer calling for a nationwide boycott of Starbucks or these other companies. So, folks, don't do it anymore. I'm not going to tell you to go buy because I can't. And what I am going to tell you, though, is to call Starbucks and thank them for doing the right thing. Then you can decide what coffee you want to drink. Now, I also want to tell somebody. You're all listening. Tell everybody about some things that are happening. And we did talk about this yesterday, but I want to get it out again today. That is the CARE 2 petition. To break the stereotypes and legalize medical cannabis petition, you can go to the petitionsite.com, take action, and find that petition, jump on board with that. Now, something even bigger, folks, and I'm going to save this for the second half of the show. It's coming out of change.org. And if you knew what happened last year, where the number one question to President Obama on the change.org site was, are you going to legalize marijuana? Well, we're at it again, folks. So, come back. We'll be right back. I'm going to have Chuck go to a song here. And that song, I do believe, is track number 5 on Chuck. No. We're on the same CD, Chuck. No. Sorry about that, folks. He put the wrong thing in. We're not doing that yet, Chuck. Sorry. And we're going back to the other one. Sorry about that, folks. Technical difficulties here. We're playing with one CD, and he didn't realize that we were not done with the other CD yet. So we're going to go back. Unfortunately, as I said, our board has some channels that are out. That's causing some technical difficulties for the show. We had that issue yesterday, and I'm sure all the other shows as well. But I did speak to Rob of the IT tech guy here at Media Bridges and WVQC.org. And Katie, who's running the station for us and doing a bang-up job, they are in the process of locating a really cool new board.
So in the meantime, we're having issues. But, you know, it's a new millennium, or not, we're already in the new millennium. It's a new decade in the new millennium. And, 09 and all those last decade, that last years, those, that decade is gone. And I'm really glad because, boy, the last 6 months of that decade really bothered me with my wrists, you guys. So we're starting new and we're going to have a new board real soon. So in the meantime, we are on number 5, right, Chuck? Alrighty, we'll be back after this.
Up in smoke, that's where my money goes. In my lungs, and sometimes up my nose. When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no fume. So I roll un bomber y me doy un buen toque. Y después I choke y todos mis cares go up in smoke.
Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I wanna be. Cause when I'm high, the world below don't bother me. When life begins to be one long and dangerous road, I take the hope and all my cares go up in smoke. I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hip Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City,
WVQC.org.
Coming soon to
Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
Okay. Wow, I just love that. Again, Cheech and Chong, it was a great time last Friday, and that was Up in Smoke, and they did indeed do that as well. So if you're interested going wherever you are in your city, you got to do it because it's a lot of fun. Now, I'm going to talk about what is going on. Last year, Change.org asked the country to pick and vote on their favorite topics that they wanted to see if the new President Obama was going to deal with it for them. And, you know, unbeknownst to the rest of the country, most of us are stoners and smokers. I say stoners loosely, you know, because that's just a term. Most of this country are marijuana, cannabis, hemp users, whether they're medical, recreational, or otherwise. But most people don't, or the rest of the people, the minority does not believe that. But I think Change.org proved to the world and this country and even President Obama, anybody that was paying attention, that the pot smokers rule. Because the number one question last year was, are you going to legalize and regulate recreational cannabis? Now, his answer was he was not. But at the same time, he also took out the element of the federal government arresting people in states that have medical marijuana. So now, if you listened yesterday, WAM, Woe Men's Alliance, that had a lawsuit against the federal government and Eric Holder, the main attorney general, there you go, they backed down. They decided, because Eric Holder and the president took their hands off of the medical, that they agreed and won in agreement with this lawsuit that they would back down if the feds backed down. So that was a win for WAM and all medical users in all medical states, which now includes New Jersey, 14 states now. So for medical, that was good. But for the other, recreation, taxing, and all that, he just said he didn't really support that now. So he's not done anything. But for now, we're 1 year in, starting the second year of the president's reign. And this is coming from Change.org team again. We are excited to announce that today Change.org is launching the second annual Ideas for Change in America competition, an initiative to empower citizens to identify and build momentum behind the country's best ideas for addressing the major challenges we face. You can check out the site at change.org/ideas, where you can submit any idea you want to see implemented, discuss ideas with others, and vote on the top ideas from across the country. Ideas can be submitted within any one of 20 issue categories, ranging from the environment to homelessness to education. The top 10 most popular ideas will be announced at an event in Washington, D.C. in March and presented to relevant officials in the Obama administration. We will then spend the following months mobilizing the resources of the Change.org team, our partners, and our 1 million community members to build a grassroots movement behind each idea. Now, folks, what do you think is the number one question right now? Already, this started yesterday, folks. After our show, this was not in my morning box yesterday before Monday's show. It was in yesterday evening's box, came down from change.org. So this is brand new, and already, when I left my house, the highest vote getter with 241 votes. Now, remember, you can only vote for one thing at a time. I mean, one thing once. You can vote for other things, but each one you can only do one vote. So I can't go back and vote again on the same topic.
Right.
So, and of course, you know, there's thousands of people, and there's a lot of topics already, probably 20 to 30 topics already, but already the number one is legalized recreational use of marijuana, folks. Already the top by at least 50 votes over top of the other number two on down. So I don't have the time to tell you all the things, so go to change.org/ideas, and you will see the list. You can vote. You can add your own. And we will, I guarantee you right now, we will become the top again and stay on top. So if you want to be a part of that, go there now and vote for that. It's the top one. And, matter of fact, let me check what we're doing here. I am going to go to another song. Let's see, the time is 20 till. We do want to get Eclipse in, but right now we're going to play track number 7, Burn Man. And this song is dedicated to somebody who is having a birthday tomorrow, and I believe he's going to be 65. Maybe I'm wrong, could be longer, older. I'll have to look that up. I didn't have a chance, but it doesn't matter. He's young at heart, and he is still rocking. And, of course, that is Nick Mason, the drummer from Pink Floyd. His birthday is tomorrow, and this is from his album. The album is Profiles. It was a co-written song with Danny Peroni and Rick Fenn. This is Nick Mason with Lie for a Lie, because, of course, this is Hemp Rock Radio.
Give me a life or a lie. Give me a life or a lie. Give me a life or a lie. Give me a life or a lie.
something I should learn, but I don't know which way to turn. Still I turn, but I don't know which way to turn. Still I turn. Give me a
and you're listening to Hip Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org. Here, coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
All right. You know, that wasn't really supposed to be used, folks, but I cleaned it up as best I could. You can hear everybody in the background. That's Rob Ryan in the background laughing. Rob Ryan from the Ohio Patient Network and others from Indy Normal. And by the way, I have to give a shout-out because I forgot at the end of the show yesterday. If you tuned in yesterday, if not, you can go to the WED and check it out. We played a song that was just – it's just the coolest thing. It was Does Your Mama Know About Me? By Bobby and the Vancouvers. You guys ever hear about that? Hey, turn their mics on, Chuck. You can turn their mics on now. Because we're almost... Now
not familiar with
them. Do you guys... Are you not old enough to remember the 60s R&B group Bobby and the Vancouvers from Motown?
Can't say that I am.
Okay, well, go to the WEDRadioNetwork.com and you can listen to yesterday's show and catch that song. It's Baby, Does Your Mama Know About Me? And Tommy Chong was the co-writer. Wrote the words and some of the music for that song. He turns out he was a guitarist for the band when he had short hair and he was wearing a suit and tie and looking really, really cool and suave. And I read this whole thing about them. You can go find it where they say that things just didn't work out with him with the band at some point because he liked to smoke marijuana.
There was a parody in Up in Smoke when you remember in the movie when he comes in, he's like, he looks like waiter's uniforms.
Yeah.
And I think, if I remember the song correctly, that's what the pun in the movie was.
Oh, well, we'll have to watch that again. I haven't seen that for so long, Jeff, so I don't know. That could be an homage that they paid back to that. Bobby and the Vancouvers was a Vancouver band, and of course that's where Tommy Chong is from, and he was their guitarist and backup singer. And there's also a couple of pictures at the bottom of the site. You can go see them and, again, listen to the show and hear the song, or just go find the song. It's on YouTube. You can plug it in and watch videos that are like just flipping pictures along with the song. But the reason for bringing all this up is I have to thank Jim from Indiana Normal and High on the Hill Hippie Shop out there in Indianapolis, who found that stuff for me and made sure we had it for the show yesterday, and I forgot to thank him yesterday. Anyway, that last song was A Lie for a Lie from Profiles. It was Nick Mason's co-written song on his album from 1985. Of course, if you didn't recognize, the singer was David Gilmour, the guitarist from the other band, Pink Floyd. Now, of course, we are coming up towards the top of the hour almost. We're about 13 minutes till. Let me check and see if there's anything I have missed that is really necessary. Well, a couple things. I'm just going to mention this stuff real quick. Seattle Seattle's new city attorney is dismissing all marijuana possession cases, starting with those that were already underway with the old city attorney. City Attorney Pete Holmes, who beat incumbent Tom Carr in November, said he dismissed two marijuana-related cases in his first day on the job, and several others are to be dismissed. In addition, his new criminal division chief, Craig Sims, said he is reviewing about 50 more cases unless there are out-of-the-ordinary circumstances, Sims said. The office doesn't intend to file charges for marijuana possession. Now, that is in Seattle. Now, in the entire state of Washington, wow, things are happening. Efforts to reform Washington state's marijuana laws were voted down by a House committee Wednesday. The Public Safety Committee rejected a measure to legalize marijuana for those 21 and older, and another that would decrim possession of small amounts for adults. Now, again, you know, they won in Seattle, lost in the state. But things are happening, so don't forget, tell the president. Go to change.org/ideas and vote for legalized recreational use of marijuana, and let the world know as well. Now, a few minutes left. If you want to talk to Eclipse, we got Brian, the keyboard player, sitting here, and Jeff.
Hello.
And Jeff, what is your promotion company again?
Revolving Door Productions.
Revolving Door Productions. That's right. I forget that a lot, so I apologize. And that's Jeff Weisenberger?
Yes. Well, Weisenberger.
Weisenberger. And Weisen?
Enberg, yeah.
Got it. Sorry about that. And Brian?
Just call me BBG.
BBG. Okay.
The myth, the legend.
The myth, the legend. Now, you are from the band Eclipse, of
That's
course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And how long has Eclipse been together?
Approximately 4 years now.
4 years now.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard some of your stuff. It is very, very cool and funky. Kinds of venues here in Cincinnati. Now, I know there's a lot of local bands that play different scenes around here in different clubs. Are there any specific clubs that you guys like to play, and any shows coming up that people can go check you out?
Yeah, we're playing at Baba Boudin's.
Baba Boudin.
Coming up on February 6th.
The Indian restaurant, right?
No, it's a cafe. Shop. It's like a...
Oh, that's the
it's
coffee.
A bar that's, slash that's, coffee shop.
That's
yeah.
right. Got it.
And also be playing with the opening band, Wade Baker Jazz Collaboration.
Wonderful. Now, tell the folks what Eclipse's music is, what kind of music it is.
I call it hip-hop fusion.
You might want to add jazz fusion, but...
Well, it's a mixture,
yeah.
of hip-hop, jazz, funk, rock, pretty much anything, really.
A single label wouldn't give it any justice, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I don't... You know, it's kind of hard to... You know, there's so many little... pegs that you can put people in, and that's why I wanted you to explain to the folks what it is. So now, obviously, you support marijuana because you're here on the Hemp Rock Radio Show, and of course, I know you guys wanted to play the Reefer Rumble last year, and unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to get that off the ground yet due to my injury, and also looking for a new location for that. But so in the future, now it might even be the rally coming up. May, first weekend in May. We'll see what's going on, see what your schedule is. And, you know, we always have two events. We have the Saturday night event and then the Sunday afternoon event, which will hopefully be down on the Hamilton County Courthouse steps again. It was very cool last year. We marched from the Hamilton County Courthouse steps for the Worldwide Marijuana March and ended up over at the Hamilton County Jail. And the marchers heard some weird sounds, and they kept going, where's that coming from? And they realized it was coming up from above, and they saw all these guys up in the fifth floor jail at the Hamilton County Justice Center with signs, legalize marijuana.
Oh, really?
They
wow.
joined, of course, they also had signs that said, show us your tits, so I don't know what to say, you know, these guys are all
well, which
up
one
in jail.
Came first?
I believe it was the marijuana one. So right. The point is, they heard us on radio, and they were there in jail joining in the march. Now, I just think that is the coolest thing. So we're going to make sure that we get down there again and let those guys know, and the girls, if they can see from that side. I don't know if they can see from that side on the Sycamore end. But that's what happened at the Worldwide Marijuana March last year, and we're going to make sure that happens again for those inmates in jail. Now, we are going up towards the top of the hour. We're going to get to a song from Eclipse. And real quick, you also got me a CD for Los Santi. Los Santi, as you
yeah.
know, Brian, has played for Hemp Rock in the past.
Yeah, they've done a few
great
shows
band.
Together.
That's right. And, oh, yes, you guys have played together as
mm-hmm.
well. Now, Los Santi,
those are good friends of mine.
Now, Los Santi also played, if you see that poster, you guys on the in the internet world camp, but there's a poster on our wall here in the studio for the Free Wave Riot concert.
Yeah, that was another show that Eclipse was unavailable for.
They were not, that's right, and Los Santi played as well,
oh,
as,
yeah,
as, well
right.
as some other really cool hemp rock bands. But that was our first fundraiser for WVQC, and so Los Santi will get to some of their music in future shows as well, and other bands that have played for hemp rock, and in the future, plan to. But for now... Now, is Los Santi and Eclipse the only bands that you promote, Jeff? What all do you
No, have? I work with Los Santi, Eclipse, John Day's Haste of Irony, and I'm also doing some other things right now. It's in the sense of starting a new music campaign, so we're just keeping on music everything's going to go on with the music, and that's it.
Keeping it rolling. That's the way to do it. Now, you have shows coming up, I know, Brian. You want to plug some of the shows you got coming up besides the anything?
Yeah, there was the February 6th that Bob was that I already mentioned.
Yes, yes.
And we're also playing the 26th at Max Pizza, which is on McMillan.
So you
Clifton.
Get to eat pizza at the same time.
Campus. Actually, we don't get free pizza. They should give us free slices.
No, I mean just the folks, if they come out, they can eat the pizza.
Well, yeah, they can eat pizza.
I'll settle for the free beer.
Now, what can they do if they want to find your music online?
Oh, yeah, you can check us out at eclipsemovement.com.
And any MySpace page?
Yeah, backslash...
Backslash Eclipse Jam Band on MySpace, yeah.
And there will be live songs on there, too, and EP music there, too.
Absolutely. And what is this clip that Chuck's going to play?
This song is called Mambo Hop. It starts out with kind of a classical piano intro that I play, and then it kind of goes into a little bit of a Latin jazz hip-hop fusion.
Sounds really cool. Well, we will be back in just a few minutes. Of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and he is the Burn Man on the Pot, and we're sitting in the studio with Jeff and Brian from Eclipse and Revolving Door Productions. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Thanks.
Listen for an explosive live sound.
This is the movement. This is the feeling. This is the movement.
Y'all making a fuck.
This is the feeling.
I'm about to give you what you want, what you need. I'm about to give you what you want, what you need. I'm about to give you what you want, what you need. I'm about to give you what you want, what you need. For that hip hop with the horns attached. That mambo hop is that mambo rap. The size of the ride, are the keys we provide. By the time that we're done, everybody arrives. So come on, come with it. This is that real live music. You love it, so you choose it. I paint a picture that's involved in movement. So when you see it, you breathe this music. Salsa laced with Cuban influence. Both hands in the air and both feet into it. Look, dude, we rolling with them serious business. The underground's alive through a new experience. People please keep the audio critical. Insurrected lyrical, borderline spiritual. Sound that cuts and moves, sets you up for the groove. Chances are, yeah, nothing to lose. So wake up to the sounds that we make up. Cosmic vibrations to the moves the body's making. Right on time, hot heat in the verse. Since death is an experience, witness the reverse. This is the movement. Yeah. This is the feeling. This is the movement. This is the feeling.
What you are now witnessing is the rebirth.
Right, that was Eclipse. What a great song. I love the horns. It's like, do you remember Tower of Power?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Meets modern day. hip-hop kind of stuff, and that is the fusion of it. That was really, really great. Again, folks, that's local band here in Cincinnati, Eclipse. And as we're sitting here talking with Brian, I think we may have them play the fundraiser, the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest, if they're available. That would probably be May 3rd, I think, Saturday evening. Check your schedule. And if you guys are open, we'll have you on that night's event where we have a few bands. And, of course, the next day we'll probably be on the Hamilton County Courthouse steps. As I said, we'll be keeping you up on that over the next few months between now and May. Of course, if you want to change laws here in Cincinnati, go to CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com to find out the facts so you can call and write City Council here in Cincinnati. Of course, this is Hemp Rock Radio. I want to thank Brian and Jeff, Revolving Door. Plug both your sites real quick, because I know you got a new one that maybe or maybe not, I'm not sure. You got a Revolving Door in MySpace or something?
Yeah, www.myspace.com, backdoor Revolving Door Products.
Okay, and?
And www.eclipsemovement.com.
Awesome. And, of course, if you forgot, we are hemprock.com and mediabridges.com, WVQC.org. I'm sorry, mediabridges.org. All the comms are just common all over the place. Mediabridges.org and WVQC.org, of course, to hear this edited version of this show, hopefully. And if you're out there, Steve, we had an error again. I hope you're recording. I am recording at my house, but sometimes the stream fails or I lose connection. So I hope Steve, our fan out in Springfield, Illinois, is working and his little heart out and recording this, and it's still getting a stream so we can edit this show for tomorrow. Again, what was the name of that song again?
Mambo Hop.
Mambo Hop. And, of course, we will be playing other songs from Eclipse and future shows. I am the Happy Hemptress. He's Jeff, he's Brian, and he's the Burn Man.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks for
thanks you.
For coming down, both of you. In
support
this
local Cincy music.
Yeah, support Cincy music. That's right, local music. Cincy, Kentucky, everywhere. And, you know, I say that on purpose because we really are Cincinnati, Kentucky, you know. That's a show for another day.
Or
anyway,
K-O-I.
Yeah. Anyway, Burn Man, go ahead and cue that last song, and we will be back next week, same time, same place, Hemp Rock Radio, WVQC.org.
Be well, Cincy.
Tigris and Euphrates, there's a leisure center now. They got all kinds of sports, they got Bermuda shorts. They had sex in Pennsylvania, a Brazilian grew a tree, and a doctor in Manhattan saved a dying man. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Another miracle. By the grace of God Almighty. of the marketplace. The human race has civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4 and Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio Archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
We got famine when we need it. We got designer crime. We got Mercedes. We got Porsche. Ferrari and Rolls Royce. Yeah, we got choice. She said, meet me in the garden. I've got Gethsemane, my dear. The Lord said, Peter, I can't see your house from here. An honest man finally reaped what he had sown on a farmer in Ohio. It's just repaying the loan.
Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC.org.
By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race has civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org, a member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center.
We cower in our shelters with our hands over our ears. Lloyd Webber's awful stuff runs for years and years. An earthquake hits the theater, but the operetta lingers. Then the piano lid comes down and breaks his fingers. It's a miracle.
Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production.